All right, next item, 437, please.
Proclaim May 2018 to be Older Americans Month.
Commissioner Fish.
I think you're setting it up, I hope. Hold on a sec.
No, I have no TPs here. But I can
we're
do it.
We're tag teaming. I think you're,
okay,
you're,
we're gonna,
you're teeing it up.
Very good. So we are proclaiming May of 2018 to be Older Americans Month in the city of Portland. As everybody is well aware, Portland takes great pride in being an age-friendly city. And I want to be very clear, that is an aspirational goal. While we do many things right today, there is a ton of work ahead in order to truly be an age-friendly community for all. Many people here, including Commissioner Fish, who is going to take over in just a minute in this tag team effort, have been involved for many, many years on the vital aging process that was started back in 2007 at the Multnomah County level, and I had the privilege of participating in that effort. The city of Portland became officially designated as an age-friendly community. We seek to find opportunities where generations can mix, mingle, and benefit socially and culturally and economically from each other. And as we noted when we were out the other day, and I met with some of the folks who are here in the room who are going to be speaking today, in many regards, we are trying through policy to get back to a community value which used to be innate in our culture, which was older adults and young people would live and work and share in immediate proximity. Young people could benefit from the wisdom and the experience of older adults, and older adults could benefit from being participants in helping to shape a young person's life and help them to grow to be successful adults. And so that's the spirit in which we're all gathered here today with many of our partners who have worked with us tirelessly on the age-friendly community. And we're delighted to be able to honor that this month. Commissioner Fish.
So, Mayor, what we're going to do in the run of show is ask you to first read the proclamation. Then we have two invited guests to come forward, and they're going to say a few things. But I just want to put in the record that the reason that Ted and I have co-sponsored this is we've been getting the most solicitations from AARP. And so we just thought it was
I've been getting them since I was 40 years old.
Yeah, but you're still 40-something.
I have 2 years to go.
So I'm going to read this proclamation. It probably does not have the word digital in it. And I am reading it as a proud member of the AARP. Whereas the Portland City Council and our partners at Multnomah County, Age Friendly Portland, Elders in Action, Portland State University, SAGE, and AARP Oregon are committed to a shared vision of a Portland that is welcoming and inclusive to people of all ages and abilities. And whereas Portland is proud to be one of the 9 original cities accepted into the World Health Organization's Age-Friendly Global Network, the only city from the United States. And whereas the city of Portland supports livable communities for people of all ages and continues to support the work of implementing the Age-Friendly Portland Action Plan. And whereas, as Portland's population grows older and the cost of living rises, the city of Portland is committed to supporting efforts that ensure older adults are able to continue to afford to live here and age in place. And whereas older adults play a respected and invaluable role in our community by contributing their time and energy to help redefine what it means to age, by providing mentorships, starting businesses, getting actively involved in their neighborhoods, volunteering their time in schools and on causes, and pushing us to challenge our concepts of getting older. And whereas communities flourish when people of all ages contribute their experiences, their time, their respect, and their service. And now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 2018 to be Older Americans Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Hear, hear. So, Mr. Mayor, Alan and Jerry, would you please come forward and get settled at the dais? And I want to just say a few other remarks. As the mayor noted, this year's theme is Engage at Every Level and focuses on the importance of civic involvement, volunteerism, or as some refer to it as returnism. Did I get that right? And playing an active role in your community. We've coordinated our proclamation with our colleagues at the county who will be doing their proclamation tomorrow because they have different, they're on a different schedule. With us this morning are Dr. Alan Delatorre from Portland State University and the Age-Friendly Advisory Council, and Jerry Cohen, State Director for AARP. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners, it's great to be here today. Even though I'm not quite 40, I hit that mark in July. I've been an appointed volunteer for AARP.
You're dismissed.
I'm dismissed. Oh, no. I crossed that important threshold. As of July, I'll be covered by the Age Discrimination and Employment Act. So watch out.
Yeah.
So I just really quickly want to highlight some of the important aspects of the Older Americans Act, which was passed in 1965. It allows for essential services to be delivered to older adults to age in place in a healthy and independent manner. It's important to note that in 1965, the average age at birth in the United States was 70. Since then, that's risen to close to 79. This is important for a couple of reasons, but I wanted to point out this intersection between age, disability, and race and ethnicity, which I'll get to in just a moment. So of those aged 65 to 74, only about 26% have one or more disabilities. When you get to that next cohort, the 75 to 84, approximately 45% of the population has one or more disabilities. And when you get to 85 and older, which is the fastest growing cohort here in Portland and across the country, 73% of all of those older adults, 85 and older, have at least one disability, with multiple disabilities being common among that population. Older blacks and Hispanics with a disability had higher rates of poverty. Older blacks and whites with a disability had higher rates of living alone. So moving forward, it is critically important that we continue to look at quality of life in later stages, which is going to become increasingly prevalent as the boomers continue to change our age structure and as the disability rates among older adults continue to rise. I think that this is important because we have a community of haves and have-nots. This is happening here in Portland and nationally. Whether you're able-bodied or not able-bodied, whether you have the income to live where you choose to live, whether you have the ability to find the services that keep you independent and healthy are all really important. So I'd like to say that it's important we support the Older Americans Act moving forward, that the community of Portland understands that older adults are an asset, and that engagement of older adults is important as we continue to move forward, as we continue to build a community for all ages, where Portland is a place where we can grow up and grow old. And I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Jerry Cohn, at this point. Well, thank you very much,
Doctor. Thank you. Jerry Cohn, State Director of AARP Oregon, but in a past life, my first job out of law school 41 years ago was working under the Older Americans Act as legal services for the state of Missouri. And as a quick aside, I did want to let Commissioner Udaly know that, indeed, you can't join at any age, as I, in chagrin, found out when my bride 41 years ago joined AARP because the digital internet had not been invented yet, and she wanted the publications. So look forward to those letters coming.
I'm still going to save that treat for
quite
my
right.
50th birthday.
But I would like to move forward on Dr. Delatorre's remarks, but add a few things, because we know, and as Mayor Wheeler just pointed out, building communities for all ages and ability takes tremendous leadership. And here in Portland, we've been blessed with such leadership, and it's been reflected globally, nationally, to state, and at the community local levels. When the World Health Organization was formulating the concept of age-friendly some years ago and identifying cities that would meet that criteria of age-friendly, it was Dr. Margaret Beth Neal who was at the forefront of that work. And she helped assure that Oregon was the first U.S. city, sorry, New York City, they were number two, that was so recognized. Ultimately, that led to also AARP's work in this field in working with WHO to create AARP's age-friendly network, which here in Oregon includes Portland, Multnomah County, City of Springfield, and others that are showing expressed interest as well. In fact, I should add Salem, Oregon, has also joined us recently. So we're among 170-plus cities and growing that have embraced the aspirational goal. Dr. Neal's work on this, the creation, and recently the relaunch of what AARP's Public Policy Institute calls the Livability Index, which is a very practical tool for any community and neighborhood to look at what are those aspirational goals, how do we measure currently, where can we go to. It was her cutting-edge work that's helped AARP's Public Policy Institute create that nationally for all cities and communities. And most significantly, she's combined her skills of research with educating disciplines for students, interdisciplinary work for students, public and private sector policy makers, and across generations, all of us, to build a community for all ages and ability. So I've had the privilege of knowing and working with Dr. Neal for 21-plus years as we first created the AARP State Office 21 years ago. So I'm proud to both call her a great leader and a friend.
Well, Jerry, this is a big surprise that you mentioned Margaret. So since she's here, Margaret, would you please come forward and take a seat at the table with your two colleagues? And we did not want to miss this opportunity, Margaret Neal, to thank you for all that you've done for our city. And we want to surprise you with something. And we're also pleased today that we're joined by Dean Percy, the Dean of the College of Urban and Public Affairs, Cora Potter, who's a fan, who is our go-to person in Lentz, and some other folks here who are here to cheer you on. And it's my great honor to read a proclamation which the mayor is issuing today in your honor. Whereas June 30th, 2018 marks the retirement of Dr. Margaret Beth Neal from Portland State University, and whereas 2018 marks more than 40 years of service to Portland State University, and as an extension, more than 40 years of Dr. Neal's, quote, knowledge serving the city of Portland, end quote, and whereas the Portland City Council recognizes over a decade of international, state, and local leadership of Dr. Neal to the Age-Friendly Initiative, which has seen Portland become the first U.S. city included in the World Health Organization and AARP Age-Friendly Communities Network. And whereas the City of Portland can take pride in her civic leadership as she now explores, quote, what's next, end quote, and continues to define retirement to returnment. And whereas Dr. Neal embodies the spirit of building communities for all ages and abilities as we age, now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim that the City of Portland honors the service and contributions of Dr. Margaret Beth Neal and encourages all residents to honor her service to our community. Would you care to share a few remarks with us before we take some pictures?
I would just say that I am speechless. I didn't see this coming. It's been an honor to work with all of you, with the City of Portland, with Multnomah County. It's been the highlight of my career to work on the Age-Friendly Communities effort. It takes knowledge and puts it into practice, and it has been a joy with all of our community partners and our government partners. So thank you all very much for everything you've done.
Well, Mayor, perhaps we could ask Jay Bloom and Dr. Percy and Dee and Cora and all of our friends to join us for a picture as we hand out both proclamations.
That would be great. Wonderful.
We kept this in the hall. Can you get her here?
Hey, Margaret. Colleagues from the Institute and OGA, if you could come up as well.
We'll have to coach her.
Jerry, let's go back.
Hey, Jerry, can I
go
back around the table?
Nothing's a secret. So how in God?
Why don't you come right back here in the middle?
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Ye
scratch. I can put behind the
scratch. We can do it. We can do it.
All right.
Remember, you say digital.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Keep taking great smiles.
Here's the other proclamation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.